is the common denominator between a walking tour, a book club, and a musical talk? All of them about the Haiti-New Orleans connection. Eve Abrams brings us this backstory to an organization called Haitian NOLA.
As a Haitian, the concept of having an influence on the world is like, duh. Like, we know.
This is Lori Martino.
As a child, you're raised to know that if it wasn't for Haiti, so many things in the world would not be the way that they are.
Like the Louisiana Purchase, slave revolts in the United States, the fact that I'm speaking English to you right now, things like that.
But New Orleans to me was like a physical, you could touch Haiti here. The houses, the streets, the music, all those things were like, it was tangible.
After seeing New Orleans, when Lori got home to Haiti, she was kind of pissed.
Why didn't anyone tell me about this place? Like, why do we go to Miami? Like, why do Haitians go to freaking New York? It's cold, Montreal, what the fuck, why? Why aren't we in New Orleans?
Discovering New Orleans was life-changing for Lori.
It's kind of like finding out you have family and then they never told you.
And then there's Linda Reno, who grew up outside of Detroit.
I'm one of those people who, the first time that I came here, within my first 20 minutes, like out loud to no one in particular, said, oh, well, this is where they'll bury me.
Linda studied New Orleans culture while getting her graduate degree, and she got hooked.
It almost felt like, well, I know I'll get married to New Orleans one day, but we're just going to be heavy dating for now. And then I went to visit her during that time in my life and was like, holy shit, like, this is like some very fascinating echo of New Orleans, and like really feeling that almost immediately.
Linda visited Lori in her home in Jacmel, a city on Haiti's southern Caribbean coast. Jacmel's known for its French colonial architecture, houses with cast iron pillars and balconies. Lori couldn't get enough. She says she would leave and come back a week later.
Because of my love of New Orleans, seeing Haiti felt like, oh wow, like I have to know more about this. I have to spend more time here. And for Lori as a Haitian, the opposite had happened in her life.
Linda says learning about New Orleans became inseparable from learning about Haiti.
I really was trying to figure out how I could research more of the origins of this really unique culture here in New Orleans. And of course, I really thought like that will be West Africa. And so for me, it was so fascinating to be like, oh my gosh, but actually it can be triangulated in Haiti.
Out of this came their organization, Haitian NOLA.
Our mission is really specifically to amplify the connections between Haiti and New Orleans, and truly through artistic and cultural exchanges and educational programming.
Our music is very important. Music is like a tradition. We always listen to, you know, different music, Cuba, everywhere. And I knew the story about Haiti and New Orleans, and I was really excited to come here. And the first time we came here, I mean, I...
Like this Tea Palais, or Little Talk, when the Haitian band La Coupe Musique was in New Orleans, celebrating their album, also called Haitian NOLA.
We want to show you guys a behind the music.
Or this Tea Marché, which means
Little Walk,
highlighting the African and Haitian history in New Orleans.
My name is Bruce Sanpa Barnes, and we're on a walk through the Treme neighborhood here, speaking about the relationships of African-American and Afro-Creole and American history here, the Haitian influence on the city of New Orleans and New Orleans influence on Haiti as well.
Point about, you know, why is it that Hadriana was able
to... Or this COVID time Zoom book club about the Haitian novel, Hadriana in All My Dreams.
Any other thoughts on this topic? This was kind of maybe the big one. I'm really glad we got to it straight away. But other thoughts you all had about the ending, about the twist?
Everything Haitian NOLA does.
It's about celebration and about connection.
Between the people of two places with a lot in common and a lot of shared history. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams. Let the sun and sunshine be passé sous ses bennes. M'a gardé, je nous semblais. J'en l'histoire m'a connu. Marraine-moi, à parraine-moi. Chita dans la cour. Parraine-moi, vie ma.